With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. Robust Chinese communities, from Chinatowns to fishing villages, were once a crucial part of life around the Monterey Bay. But city renewals, racism, and natural disasters displaced many. KAZU's Janelle Salonga takes us on a tour of local efforts to remember those histories.
Larry Hirahara says that in Salinas' Chinatown, this was a common sound. It's the bell at the Buddhist temple of Salinas where he starts his walking tours of the Chinatown.
You can't hear it across Chinatown. And so if there were sounds and smells, they had like incense burning would be a smell of Chinatown.
Hirahara is on the board of the nonprofit Asian Cultural Experience of Salinas. It works to educate people about the area's history. Another common sight in Chinatown, railroad tracks.
Chinatown's generally were quote-unquote on the wrong side of the tracks.
Despite its moniker, Salinas Chinatown also became home to Filipino, Japanese, and Mexican people in Salinas.
They felt welcome because, they probably couldn't live anywhere else.
But urban renewal was what eventually displaced the area's working-class residents.
In teaching history of cultural preservation, those are the stories that have to be told.
The nonprofit aims to repair the Republic Cafe, a former community hub in Chinatown, and turn it into a museum telling those overlapping racial and ethnic stories. It's one of several local efforts to remember Chinese ethnic enclaves around the Monterey Bay. All of them revolve around exploring the physical locations those places once were. To the west, in Pacific Grove, the Walk for Remembrance Committee leads hundreds of visitors on an annual one-mile trek to resurface the city's Chinese history. Visitors walk from its Museum of Natural History to the site of a formerly thriving Chinese fishing village, Hopkins Marine Station. The late Jerry Lo Sabato started the walk in 2009. Her great-grandmother Kwok Mui was the first recorded Chinese woman in the Monterey Bay area. Her husband, Randy Sabato, continues her work. As part of the committee, he's pushing for more ethnic studies classes in Pacific Grove schools.
Even though people live in Pacific Grove, Carmel, in Monterey, they still don't know that the Chinese were there in the 1800s, in 1850s, that they essentially established the fishing industry.
But when emigrating European fishermen came to the peninsula, competition for resources became steep, creating tension. And anti-Chinese sentiment across the United States was growing, culminating in the Chinese Exclusion Act in 1882. The village burned in 1906. An official origin was never found, but Sabato and others suspect it was the result of racism. The fire scattered the community.
Some of her relatives, they don't want to speak about it. It's just so bad experience to get your house burnt down and you to be kicked out, that even though it's well over 100 years ago, that this trauma kind of continues from generation to generation.
In 2019, Pacific Grove issued a proclamation recognizing the village and the role of Chinese communities in shaping the city. A plaque now commemorates the site of the village at Hopkins Marine Station. On the other end of the bay, to the north, an augmented reality phone app is bringing the story of Santa Cruz's last Chinatown back to life. Flooding from the San Lorenzo River wiped out the area in 1955.
It's completely visually absent from our landscape.
I think what's left of Chinatown is that river.
That's UC Santa Cruz professors Susana Ruiz and Hui Trung. They worked on the app, called Watermarks of the Last Chinatown. It transforms the complex across from the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History into a public memorial. The museum is the starting point for the app-guided walking tour. Looking at the app and walking towards the complex, photographer George Lee narrates.
Chinatowns have bad reputations. Poor people, illegal
folks. We see a drawing of the houses that used to sit perpendicular to Front Street, and the gardens that used to grow by the San Lorenzo River. Animated residents traverse the roads. Lee's photos pop up on the app as you walk by important Chinatown locations, like the river. And so do voices of former Chinatown residents sharing their memories of what life was like there, including George Au Jr., who was interviewed by the app's team.
And at one time, that area in Santa Cruz was famous for its cherry plums.
That's no longer true, because of the flood that wiped out the Chinatown. But from Santa Cruz to Pacific Grove and Salinas, this community work is making sure that everyone can see how these seemingly invisible histories continue to shape the Monterey Bay area. Janelle Salonga, KAZU News.